I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
It's time for some après-ski spilling of the Salt Lake City. It's Watch What Happens Live with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight.
Audience, I'm glad you're here. It's a big night. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in my clubhouse chalet on Salt Lake City premiere night, joined virtually by the stars of that show. And trust me, the drama is only uphill from here. Please welcome Jen, Heather, Mary, Meredith, Lisa, and Whitney, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, making their Watch What Happens Live debut. This is so exciting. Ladies, I loved the premiere tonight. We've been anxiously awaiting your debut for so long, and you did not disappoint. And I have some questions for all of you, and we have so much to discuss. And first of all, just welcome to The Real Housewives and welcome to Bravo. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Andy.
Wow, this is an honor.
To be here.
This is like a dream.
Well, none of you ladies seem concerned about being politically correct. Jen, you've been politically dressed. I got to take a look at this photo that you posted on Instagram. I love your Biden-Harris yard sign dress. That is, who designed that?
My designer, Koa designed it. He's my designer for JXA. We went to the Kamala Harris VP debate, and we took all the extra signs.
I love it. Lisa, if anyone doubted your New York pedigree, here you are in 2007 posing with Bethany Frankel. Do you know her? How did that happen?
Oh my gosh, when we launched our brand Vita Tequila, Bethany was there hosting with people.com. She literally was like, I don't care how this goes. I just love your tequila. And it's been so fun to see her like build this like amazing empire, but she was so fun. Bethany Frankel is amazing.
That's awesome.
So fun.
Lisa, Heather said you two go back about 20 years, but when asked about your friendship, you kind of pulled an I don't know her. What's the story there?
I do know Heather now. We met through a mutual friend, Angela, 3 years ago when I helped with a bar for Heather's business. There's no history.
You remember
over the last 3 years.
Well, you said she was a good time girl.
So that's kind of weird, but
Heather and I have a mutual friend, MB, and she said Heather was a lot of fun. She was like, "Woo, the good time, fun girl." Not a good time girl, but good time.
Okay. Mary.
That's a compliment.
All right.
Yeah, total compliment.
Mary, there is a lot of fun. Yes, she is. Mary, there was a lot of talk about your marriage to your former step-grandfather during tonight's premiere. And I know when the show, you know, when we announced the show, so many people were reacting to what seemed like an unconventional marriage. We have this discussion as the season goes on. But as we start the season, what do you want people to know about your marriage or your life?
Well, first of all, being in Salt Lake City, it's known for Mormons and polygamy. So for me, it's valid when it's not polygamy. And so we're not kin. And the thing is, it's 22 years ago we're talking. So I just want them to know that just watch us, give us a chance. And I think it'll play itself out. I don't know, Zandy, but I just know it's okay. Just relax. It's good.
Okay. All right. Meredith, were you at all offended that your birthday party seemed to be a little more about Jen than about your birthday?
You know, you don't kick a gift horse in the mouth. So Jen can throw a party however she wants to throw it. That's up to her. You know, it's
you don't
her party
kick a what?
At
what'd
the end
say?
Of the day.
Kick a what in the mouth?
A gift horse in the mouth.
You call me a horse.
Pardon?
No.
I was not calling you a horse. That's an expression, right. And you well
right.
know what that
I
means.
I mean, I am
Jen.
I don't. I mean, I know I look like I'm at the Kentucky Derby and but that's fine.
Have you never heard that expression before?
No.
It was saying that you did something
really
fine.
I did do something nice. Yes,
Whitney.
Sorry. I had a great time. Okay. Ain't no party like a John Shaw party because a Jen Shaw party don't stop. I had a great time.
Very good.
Nice.
Whitney, Abby G wants to know, what is the percentage of your family that's come around to acknowledging your marriage with Justin?
I would say 99% of my family has come around now.
Oh, that's great. Well, since we've only had a taste of the drama in Salt Lake, I'd love for the ladies to pepper us with some hints of what's to come. It's time for spoiler superlatives. I'm going to ask who best fits various characterizations
yes.
from the upcoming season. You all answer by holding up your stick with that lady's face on it. Okay, who's the biggest pot stirrer in the group? Hold up your sticks. Jen says Whitney. I see Jen and Whitney.
Come on, Mary, bring it
up. Jen, it looks like it's between Jen and Whitney. It's for Jen to Whitney. Okay. Who delivers the best shade of the group? Oh my God, I love it. I love Mary's going for herself. Everyone's voting for themselves, but we've got a few gents. All right, very good. Who turns out the fiercest fashions? I love Mary is voting for herself. Jen's voting for herself. I love it. Okay, Whitney is voting for Mary and Lisa.
I love
it. I'm sorry, Whitney's voting. Yes. Oh my God, I love it. Okay. Who's guilty of making everything about herself?
Oh!
Yes, Meredith, yes.
Would we be housewives?
Is my picture in there?
Okay, who's the horniest of the bunch?
Can I say this?
The horniest?
I love it. Heather! I love it. See that? People are in some, you guys are in for some surprises about Heather. Okay. Last up, who do you think will be the fan favorite, ladies?
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice, Lisa. Mary's voting for herself. Whitney, who are you voting for?
All of us. I'm gonna pull Lisa, but I think Obviously, I hope.
Hey, that's nice. And you look really
good. Brittany, put that one down, girl.
There's something for everyone. There's someone for everyone.
That's sweet. Okay, let me get into some more viewer questions. Mary, Blair G said, after hearing about what Jen's aunt went through in the hospital, do you regret telling her she smelled like hospital? And were you legitimately scared you were going to throw up?
No, I wasn't actually. I wasn't saying I was going to throw up, but that smell will make me, you know, get a sick feeling. First of all, I didn't say that to Jen. And Jen knows that. And I actually said it to Meredith. So I never told Jen's friend or Jen that she smelled like hospital. And I asked Meredith to, we were in the store and I asked Meredith to come and eat with me because I'm feeling sick because I had to smell hospital. And we went around the corner and ate. And I told, Meredith, you remember me telling you, right?
I don't recollect that it was in reference to anything else, but I remember
but
you,
ever
saying,
say anything
like
to Jen
hospital.
About
I didn't
it?
Know why you said it. No, I did not.
I heard you say it too.
Did you tell Jen then?
Mary, did you watch episode one? Because you already admitted you said that.
You bring it down. You're not there.
No, I do need the mic because I'm going to make
bring
sure
it down
you
with
hear
that big Rockin's little cowboy hat you wearing, looking like a Ross Dog cowboy.
Actually, it's not.
Bring it down.
You
don't even
Sarah
need a mic.
Sarah so-called bitch. She is the couture hat.
You're so hood rat. Girl, bye.
Bye. Andy, can we mute her?
You're not.
Thank you.
No, okay, not yet. Fine. Sweetie, it's only episode one. The mute button doesn't come out for about 12 weeks. I want to go to our virtual audience. Abby is first with a question for the group.
Hi, ladies. Did any current housewives give you any advice before you started filming?
Okay, raise your hand if any current housewives gave you advice. Heather, who gave you advice?
Sort of.
Kind of.
Bronwyn from OC.
Who? What about you, Whitney?
Carrie Brittingham from Dallas.
And what advice did she give you?
To stay true to myself, stay above all the and ignore the hate.
Nice. And Lisa, who did you get advice from?
You know, Dolores reached out to me. She didn't really give me advice, but she's like, I'm here for you. And then Emily from the OC also reached out because we have a connection from one of my friends in college.
Nice. Two good people to have in your corner.
Yes.
Okay. Zach has a question for Meredith. Hey, Zach.
Hi, Meredith. Your son is iconic.
Hi, Zach.
How does he feel knowing he was the star of tonight's episode?
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you so much because you know my family is absolutely everything to me. And Brooks is, in my eyes, beyond iconic. He is incredible. He is my pillar of support in so many ways. And he's feeling great. He's really positive about everything. And I'm so excited for him. I think this is going to be incredible.
That's great. Heather, Marcy V wants to know if your ex has commented at all on you doing the show and has he been supportive about it?
You know, he's been supportive in his own way, but like when it first came out, the trailer, he said, Housewives, real classy, thumbs down emoji.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
We know emoji can speak volumes, but that's what he said.
We have a tweet from Amber Marchamp who wants to know if any of you had reservations or hesitations when joining the show about how Mormonism would be portrayed and the potential backlash you might receive from people in Salt Lake City. Anyone want to take that?
You know, for me, I think it's been amazing. I think like everyone in Salt Lake wants to be on Housewives. So I think they love it and are probably happy it's here. You know, I had a few people question how you do Mormon 2.0. And once I explain, I think they're like all in.
Heather, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally disagree. I think they're horrified and they probably won't watch it because it's kind of a betrayal of their faith, especially me kind of breaking code and talking about kind of the ugly, hard things about being a Mormon in this modern world.
your exploration of how you navigate your relationship with the religion is something that you talk about a lot this season, and I found really, really fascinating to hear. So thanks for being so open about that. Everyone in this group has broken free of expectations, but will they maintain the tradition of the Real Housewives? It's time for 1, 2, agree or disagree. I'm gonna read off 10 statements pertaining to Real Housewife life and count down 1, 2, agree or disagree. You will all hold up your signs at the same time and we'll see if you're all on the same page about tropes of the Real Housewives. All right, here we go. Number one, don't sign up to be a Real Housewife if you have secrets to hide. 1, 2, agree or disagree. Okay, I have bad news for you who disagree. You should never say anything about a fellow housewife in a confessional that you wouldn't say to her face. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
If you would say it to her face.
You wouldn't say it in a confessional if you wouldn't say it to her face.
I would totally say it to everyone.
Yes. Good, you all agree on that. Jen Shah, I knew you were gonna be a swift agree. Even if it's obvious, it's a housewife's right to deny having had work done. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
What was the question again, Andy?
Even if it's obvious, it is a housewife's right to deny having had work done.
I don't understand.
Do you understand the question?
Okay, and Jen Shah, why do you disagree?
Get that stupid hat off.
Because she's an open book. Because she doesn't hide anything.
Yeah. No, I honestly, because I wish that people would, you know, be more open with it so I didn't have to, like, go research it on my own. Like, girl, your butt looks good. Where'd you get it done?
All right. Okay, statement number four. A housewife should never try launching a new business in her first season. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Oh, agree.
I'll disagree.
Okay, wearing fake designer fashions is worse than not having any designer fashions at all. 1, 2, agree or disagree? I knew Mary was gonna agree. All right, Heather disagrees. If a housewife renews her vows, she's probably heading for divorce. Whitney, you gotta watch this answer. 1, 2, agree or disagree? Uh-oh, Jen Shah agrees. Okay. Bringing a glam team on vacation is a necessary expense. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Absolutely.
Mary, you know you can't put that. Mary,
this is bad.
If you don't have one in every city already, I feel
I don't need 15 people to put me together. I can put myself together.
A good housewife always remembers what she said about someone behind their back. 1, 2, agree or disagree? Okay, the key to throwing a great party is the food, not the booze. 1, 2, agree or disagree? Okay, Mary is the only person agreeing with that one. Last up, reunion walk-offs are played out by this point. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Agree, Meredith.
Even in the middle of it?
Yes, very good. You all agreed and you're all right.
Agree.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you at the reunion and having everyone stay in their damn seat. Heather Tierney B wants to know, what was your initial reaction when you heard your cousin Whitney was marrying someone 18 years her senior?
Oh, listen, Justin Rose is one of the hottest guys in Utah. And, like, even ask my 17-year-old daughter, like, there's no question why they fell in love. They are meant to be together, and I adore him, and I adore her. I think they're a true love story.
100%. Jen, Alyssa G said, looking back, can you admit that tonight's party was 90% for you, 10% for Meredith?
No, I mean, I threw an extravagant party for Meredith. Okay, fine. I mean, but if you're footing the bill, I mean, you can incorporate a little bit about
Lisa's birthday. So it was the Lisa's dancers birthday.
Okay, amazing. Mary.
I like died over the dancers.
Jen, what was your husband's reaction when you saw, when he saw on the show everything you had done to the house when you totally lied to him about what you were going to do?
I didn't lie. I just didn't talk to him about it. He actually came home at like 3 a.m. and walked in. He saw the red carpet. When he pulled up and saw the red carpet, he already knew.
Right.
He already knew. Yeah.
Right. All right. It is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
Thank you, Paul. You do it every night. It seems fitting that on a night when we're celebrating the birth of a new Housewives edition, we can also commemorate the birth of an iconic Housewives catchphrase. On this day in 2010 on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, the ladies traveled to New York for Kelsey Grammer's Broadway musical, and Kyle said these six magic words.
When we're trying to apologize to one another, I think it's nice to be open and honest. But I think throwing a little dig about insecurity.
Well, it's only a dig to someone who is like paranoid about that.
She keeps attacking me.
I'm not attacking, I'm defending myself. And if you're saying I said things I didn't say, then what am I supposed to say?
You didn't say that, Kyle.
No, Camille.
Yes, you did.
You think that I said that?
No, you did say it. You said it.
Oh, my God, Camille.
You just can't come to it.
You're such a f***ing liar, Camille.
And now we said it. I want to thank the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City for being here. We're going right now to Twitter Live for our after show. Thanks, ladies. We'll see you tomorrow night. Great job.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
All right, we are back with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Jen, Heather, Mary, Meredith, Lisa, and Whitney. And we have a few more viewer questions. Let's go right to it.
Hi, Mary. Besides yourself, who do you think has the best style in the cast?
I think between Jen and Lisa, probably had the best style besides me. Besides moi, I would say all of them. I mean, I personally, I think Jen and Lisa. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Okay, very good. That's your job. Janice is up with a question for Heather.
Hi, Heather. I'm so excited for your season. So you call yourself a good Mormon gone bad, but what's the least Mormon-y thing you've ever done?
The least Mormon-y thing you've ever done?
Joining the cast of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's the least Mormon thing I've ever done. Light my life on fire and let it burn. Baby,
wow.
Let it burn.
What, you know, by the way, you say, I know that this will come up at the reunion, but you say a few times this season, there are things that you say that you haven't yet shared with your children. What is your plan about the kids seeing the show or hearing things that you talk about relating to Mormonism or your feelings or your life or sex or your ex?
Listen, I've lived like in the shadows for a long time, and it was really my kids that motivated me to take a stand and not just like keep saying, oh, God will work it out. We'll figure it out in the end. Fred will get into heaven somehow, you know, like the things that we kept saying. So it's really their, like, being honest with them has been amazing. They're so supportive and it's brought us closer, but it's also helped me be a better mom because I am honest and I don't keep telling them, don't worry about it. God will work it out. You know, I just say, you know what? It's wrong and let's change it.
For Jen or Whitney, Finn K emailed, what do you all think is the biggest misconception about Salt Lake City and or Mormonism that people will learn isn't true from watching this season?
That we, that there are not 10 wives married to one man.
You think the polygamy myth is what people associate, or polygamy is what people associate with the religion?
Absolutely. I get asked that all the time when I'm in New York and on the East Coast. When I say Utah, first of all, that blows their mind. And then secondly, they're like, how many wives is your husband married to? One.
And Andy, I also have to say
you can only handle one.
That, yeah. I also think that a lot of people be shocked by how fabulous Mormons are. Like, there's a lot of fabulous Mormons who live amazing lifestyles. Like designer clothes, yeah, trips, homes. I think that'll shock the world.
Wonderful people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mary Victoria S. emailed and wants to know, why did you have to get your odor glands removed? Was that an elective surgery?
I have an autoimmune where it causes my body attacks my odor glands. And when they attack them, they cause big boils. I was getting boils everywhere, so I had my doctor suggest I just remove all the odor glands, and so it's auto body immune. My immune doesn't turn off.
Wow!
It attacks my other yeah.
Jen, how old are your kids, Jen?
Dr. Shaw is 26, just turned 25, and Omar is just turned 16.
And how do you think they're going to react to seeing the show?
Well, they were at the drive-in premiere.
Okay.
I think they were a little bit more startled by the Shaw Squad entourage that came in than the actual show.
I was there. It was good.
Now, Meredith, you're in New York City, right?
I am in New York City. My family's all here. So for me to do the premiere with them with COVID, it was much easier to do it here.
Oh, nice. So are you from here?
No, I'm not from New York. I spend a lot of time here, a significant portion of time. Two of my children live here, and I have a lot of business here and quite a few friends here. So I spend a lot of time, but I do not live here. I'm originally from Chicago.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, listen, ladies, there's so much more to come this season. I'm so excited. I'm excited that we got to hang out together, even though it was virtually for the premiere. And this is going to be a great ride. Try to enjoy it. It's intense. It's really intense. But see if you can have fun with it. I have a feeling from what I know about all of you, that's not going to be too hard.
No.
No.
We're going to have fun.
Yes. We know how to have fun.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, I look forward to seeing you all in person when life is good again, or at least at our reunion. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.